Radio Moments.
As the new parliamentary session begins, we watch and listen to proceedings. But despite the age of Parliament itself, the first ever broadcasts on a trial basis and on radio only at the outset were heard this week 40 years ago.
We won't, of course, be able to join them immediately because, first of all, we have prayers. That takes up normally 2 or 3 minutes, and prayers is a sacrosanct matter in which we're not allowed to join. We can merely wait for them all to finish, and after that, as soon as they have finished, our man Ed Boyle will be scrambling into the chamber and getting into a rather tiny cubicle that's in there. I now hear from our studio, we can go over to the Commons. So over to you, Ed Boyle, if you're there.
Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Patty.
Jeffrey
Would
Patty.
The Secretary of State not agree?
Happy birthday, Commons Broadcasting. It began this week in 75. Commentary was provided by BBC's political editor David Holmes and, as we heard, Edmund Boyle from Independent Radio News, and they shared that cramped, soundproof box inside the chamber. Bob Holness became a familiar TV name, but for 10 years until this week, 30 years ago, his voice ruled London, as together with Douglas Cameron, he woke up our capital city on LBC.
Independent Radio News at 7, Bob Holness. Leaders of the TUC and the CBI are meeting in London tonight, trying to reach an agreement on a wages policy.
Bob Holness, who ended his morning stints on LBC this week at 85. It's 11 years now since Kerrang! Launched in the West Midlands.
Okay, how about this? Kerrang! 105.2. Music and sh**.
Okay. A new radio station is coming.
It's been coming for weeks, you retards!
Kerrang! 105.2. What is Kerrang!
Something to put your
headphones in? Some kind of... The launch of Kerrang 105.2 this week in 2004. There are some unlikely ideas for radio programmes, but maybe none quite so puzzling as one featuring a ventriloquist. Educating Archie was born 65 years ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're educating Archie. Once more, we join Archie Andrews and the long-suffering Peter Bruff.
Bruff, you're living it up a bit, aren't you? 6 suits?
Why, I ordered those before we went to Australia, my boy. That was 5 months ago.
Well, I hope they fit you.
Educating Archie, which began this week in 1950. From the press this week, 1965 this cutting, Mary Whitehouse is handing in a petition to the BBC regarding their propaganda of disbelief, doubt and dirt. It had over 250,000 signatures. It's 2 years now since we lost Rory Morrison, much-loved Radio 4 announcer and ex-traffic reporter on Beacon Radio.
Good morning, David, and hi to Ian as well. Yes, not too bad on the road. It's getting a little bit busy as you head down through towards Grey Bridge, particularly on the A461. That's down through...
Boris Becker's revelations about his brief liaison in the cupboard of a London restaurant gets generous coverage in the tabloids and the broadsheets. The tennis star has given a no-holds-barred account of how he had sex with a Russian model after meeting her 5 minutes earlier.
Rory Morrison, who died this week in 2013. It's 49 years this week since Tony Blackburn arrived aboard the pirate Radio London.
That's the number called Hard Loving There. That's my favourite version. There are 2 versions in the Clandalist. I'll play the other version a bit later on. That's by Guy Dowell there, Hard Loving Radio London climber this particular week. And hey, everybody, it's shoe sale time at Revel from January the 3rd. Greatest range of season's best mod footwear in town. Big, big price reductions. Only shoes in perfect...
Tony Blackburn on board Radio London, which he joined this week in 1966, and that spell was to be the most important part of his grounding rather than the earlier spell at Caroline, a fact lost on most who interview him now. That same week, Kenny Everett returned to that same station after being sacked 7 months before. He'd taken exception to a sponsored religious segment in his programme.
So I used to think this was a huge interruption in my show. I didn't agree with what he said, because I'm quite an optimist, really. He was fire and brimstone all over the place. So I used to disagree with what he said and think, why me? Why has it been plonked in the middle of my show? Everybody's going to turn off because they don't want to hear depressing things.
Kenny Everett, who returned to Radio London after his first sacking this week in 1966. It's 30 years since the end of a tragedy at Trent. Rock show presenter Graham Neal had killed his girlfriend Lynn. Her new boyfriend had taken his life too. And this week in 85, the news came through of the final twist in this tragic tale.
The 11 o'clock news, Mike Blair reporting. It's been disclosed in the last few minutes that Radio Trent DJ Graham Neal, accused of murdering his former girlfriend, has killed himself in Lincoln Prison.
Trent's own news from this week in 1985. And for me, being on that station at that time is a period I'll never forget. It's already 2 years now since the official opening of New Broadcasting House.
I've been watching pictures of Her Majesty going around the building. She's been to the BBC's youth music station, Radio 1, where she heard a live music performance, and everybody in the building is taking photographs of her on their mobile phones. And now she is walking through that newsroom that you've been describing, and she's seeing some colleagues there.
Ma'am, this building is dedicated to public service broadcasting, a passion that unites every one of us here, and for the first time brings together the BBC's domestic and international radio, television and news services in this building in London. May I now ask you to declare it open?
It is a great pleasure to visit the BBC today and to see it in its new home. I remember first coming to Broadcasting House with my father, the King, and my mother and sister shortly before the war.
The official opening of New Broadcasting House this week in 2013. So, with the death of Jimmy Clitheroe 42 years ago...
Yes, the last Thursday before Christmas.
Liverpool's first radio station, 6LV, 91 years ago...
I must explain that the studio was situated over a cafe.
Smooth FM launching in London 10 years ago... And Virgin Radio sold to the Times of India without its name 7 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.